Chagiga. We are at that base, and a lot of interesting stuff today, I must tell you. First of all, before we begin the next segment, let me tell you that there's a basic machlokes between the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. The Yerushalmi holds that a katan is chayev to come to the Beis HaMikdash on regalim. He's not chayev to bring korbanos. He can't really bring korbanos because he doesn't own anything, but he must come to the Beis HaMikdash. The Bavli does not hold that way. The Bavli holds a katan does not go to the Beis HaMikdash. The one time there's a chayev of a katan is by hakel, but even then it's a chayev on the parents to bring him. But here it's a chayev on the katan, as it says on the top line of that Beis HaMikdash, Kol Schurcha teaches you that even Ketanim are Chayev. Okay? They're Chayev in the mitzvah of coming to Riyas Pani, meaning to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash on Aniyotet. And that's a monumental Chiddush, because this is the only mitzvah in the Torah, at least that I'm aware of, offhand, that Ketanim are actually Chayev in. You see that? The Ketanim are Chayev in the mitzvah.
And this is more than just
chinuch. Yeah, it's more than chinuch, right, because it's not for chinuch. It's a Torah mitzvah. It's not a Dorabaran. So this is a very basic Yerushalmi opinion. So let's take it from there. Chazim Rama, they said, the top line of base. Chazim Rama, they returned to say, Kol Zchur Chol Rabbis Gata comes to include minors. V'yemar Kol Zchur Chol Rabbis is a Cheresh. I know we did this yesterday, but it really continues on. V'yemar Kol Zchur, let's say Kol Zchur does not come to include minors, but rather to include either deafs or mutes, not necessarily deaf mutes. We said yesterday the Cheresh can mean you're deaf or mute, not both. That does not mean necessarily both. So no, that Cheresh we don't include. Why? Because the mani yishmunu mani yilamdu. To hear and to teach. Probably Cheresh, either one of the types of deaf, the people who are Cheresh, either deafs or mutes, because they either cannot hear or cannot see, cannot teach, or both. Okay? V'yemar, so let's say, L'man Yishmu, L'man Yumadun, to hear and to teach, probably Katan excludes a Katan who's not yet of the age of understanding and imparting what he learns. Rabbi Yisrael said, look, it's like as I told you last night, two psukim which contradict each other, so we have to reconcile the two. How do we reconcile the two? So it says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael, me'achas shir kos ve'chamayv, one includes, that's kol zchurcha, ve'pos ve'chamayv, one precludes or excludes, that's l'man yishmu l'man yilmadu. So a marbani is a katan. I include a katan shu roi lover lachazman. A katan is a superior. The spirit logic compelling us to include a katan because a katan can come eventually to the chiyuv. In other words, eventually he'll be shomea and loymeid. Right now he doesn't have full faculties to hear and to teach, but eventually he will. So therefore he's included. Umoitzen is chesh are preclude a cheresh, a deaf or mute fellow, she'eno roi lover lachazman, he's never going to come to the capacity to teach or to learn. Shmuel bar Abba boy kumi Rabbi Zira. Shmuel bar Abba has firm Rabbi Zira. Katan cheresh ma. What about a katan who's a cheresh? Katan who's deaf or mute. What's his status? She chay. Maybe is he chay in Riyah? So Amar Leza said, "Isu chamei, come and see. Yatsiva ba'ara. You're going to be a citizen on the land." This is a statement which also an exclamation of astonishment, which also is found in the Bavli from time to time when something makes no sense because it's completely removed from reality. So it said, you are a permanent resident of the land, but you're b'shmei Shmaya, you want to be a sojourner in the heavens of the heavens. In other words, how can you contemplate such a thing? You want, if a cheresh gadol is potter, so only a cheresh katan is potter, right? Right? If an adult deaf or mute is potter, katan cheresh lokoshkin is truly a minor deaf or mute should be potter as well. Rabbi Yirmi said, "Bedina ya katan v'lo cheresh." You know what? Listen, let's look at it logically, or rather, from the logic of the Rabbonans. Bedina ya, logic would have compelled us katan v'lo cheresh that even a minor who's not a deaf or mute yet potter should be exempt. Because there's a minor, it's part of all mitzvahs. Gzeiras ha'kosavu. It's a decree of the Torah. Kol zchurcha l'rabbis is a katan. Ha'is yoimer, so therefore I would have said, this is the logic of the question, ilu. Now the next word you have here is gadol. Everybody goes crazy here, the Ritbaz, the Mecha Maim, the Tzorach HaShulchan, others trying to explain the word and how it fits in. the Ksavi, the Leiden manuscript, has Katan instead of Gadol.
Mm-hmm.
It's crossed out. As remember, I told you the fellow who owned the manuscript, whoever it was, not too bright. He crossed out everything where the Leiden manuscript is different than the print. But listen, if it's Katan, without going through the long read bars here, it makes a lot of sense. This is the way to read it. What he's saying is, he says, it says this because it's called Shkoyle Rabbit's Katan. I would have said, Ilu Katan Cheresh. Even if a cotton is a cheresh, yechayev ish bichayev sholach lok bilchus schurcha, in order not to draw a distinction in between schurchas, because what rabbinic principle is that?
Lopluk.
In other words, Rabbi was saying the premise of the question was once the Torah itself says a cotton is chayev, so we said lopluk rabbanon when they came along. You know, they said in order not to start throwing distinction between one cotton and another cotton and sowing confusion, because after all, many ketanim are not fully capable of understanding things or teaching things, so therefore they just made a random principle whether he's a cherish or not to bring him anyway.
But then you're making a distinction between one cherish and another cherish, between an adult cherish and a child cherish.
That may be, but people will, it's better to make that possible mistake than to make the mistake of pottering up ketanim. Because bear in mind, ketanim mechayev d'oraisa. So better to be mechayev ketanim to some ketanim who are potter, in order to make sure that those who are chayev d'oraisa come, than to worry that if I'm mechayev some cherishim will come even though they're potter. You know, that's much less of a concern. Okay? So that's, heavy tzurcha lahu d'am Rabbi Yosi. So that's why I had to tell, to say Rabbi Yosi's svara. In other words, since there's a lodge to say lo pluk, and we don't draw distinction all kinds should be chayiv if they're cheshim. That's why we say there's a lot. That's why I need to come out to Rabbi Yitzchak Sfora. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Me'achas shukas ve'echo marbe ve'kos ve'echo emayt." Since one pasuk is the inclusion, one pasuk is the exclusion, marbe is katan. So therefore, even Chazal remain with the sentiment that I include ketanim who are shuroi lovel achazman, who's eventually going to become suitable to become chayiv. To be shomei and loy made, even though right now he's not yet shomei of loy made 100%. Or might say it's a cheresh. I preclude cheresh shayda roy lovel achazman, who will never become chayev, and therefore a katan cheresh, even though right now he's a katan, since he himself, this individual, as you said before, is not going to become chayev. So therefore, he's exempt. Rabbanan did not exercise the principle of lo pluk here. Okay.
I was just going to ask, but you answered. If the katan cheresh,
one second, lo plug means that they didn't draw a distinction. Oh, the steamroller, or even a katan, any type of minor would be chayv. Yeah.
Katan cheresh is chayv now. Oh, we said that there is okay. We don't draw.
Our distinction. Question was maybe we should say it's chayv or conclusion say.
So I was going to ask what happens when the katan cheresh grows up.
Right, because he doesn't be right. So that would have been the possibility. If there would have been, had we passed the Kohen Cheresh with Potter, then later with Chayv, and later on he would be Potter when he grew up. But no, we don't make this.
Cheresh
deaf? Deaf or mute. Totally. Either or. Or both. Tumtum. Now, Tumtum is, of course, somebody who doesn't have any identifying signs of being male or female. However, you can rip him open, and then you'll find out whether he's male or female.
Then is he no longer Tumtum?
Then he's no longer Tumtum, right. So, but right now, we don't know what he is. So, what the Tumtum is exempt from coming to Riyas Fanim, right? He doesn't come. The question is, why not? And the Bavli says, because he's not, you have to have Skurcha. He's not Skurcha, he's not male. The Ushami says, because we don't know what he is. It's not because, maybe he's a Zohar, but right now, I don't know, right? So, since I don't know, until I open him up. So, therefore, he's Potter. Now, Hakomodim, here the Yerushalmi, as you see here from the monumental Tosafot read down here, which I did not read, to be honest with you. There's obviously some difficulty here. However, the Siyata Dishmaya, I found a very nice shot here. So, Hakomodim Tumtum. Everybody agrees that a Tumtum Shenikra, who got ripped open, they performed an operation on it. Benim Tzachar is found to be male. Yontav Rishon, and they perform this operation on Yontav Rishon. Don't ask me about it's Yontav, how can you do this? This is theoretical. Okay? Don't ask questions like that. The name says Zachar Yontav Rishon, Shuchayev. He has to come. Now he's Chayev. Both of them, he has Panim and he has Karban. He has to bring come to the base. I make the show, he has to bring a Karban. Okay? Mapli in the Machlekes is, when's Machlekes? Bishar Yomim. When he got opened up on the other days. But it got opened up on the second day, let's say, or the third day, or the fourth day, or the fifth day. So then, what's the status? Chizki amal yeroeh. There are two places we talk about yeroeh. And there were two places. One of them talks about coming to the Beis HaMikdash in order to, what we call Riyas Panim, to come and be seen by Hashem. And the other is Yered Yerchayim and Korban, right? So somebody, that's Yeros Korban. So somebody who's shaykh to one is shaykh to the other. So the fellow who's a tumtum, the first day, he was examined and found to be a tumtum. He was found to be a zohar on the second day. He was found to be a male on the second day. Mm-hmm. So the first day he was exempt, right? He's not chayiv to come. And Riyas Panim is only the first day. Either come the first day yontif, or you cancel the mitzvah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
there's no tashlumit for korban. There's tashlumit to bring the korban, but Riyas Panim you have to be there the first day of yontif, no matter what.
What about shmini atzeres?
No, it's a separate din, right? The chayav regel with natzel, but sukkos and pesach you have to be the first day. So therefore as you chayav barishon v'chayav on the first day, Riyas Panim chayav b'sheni v'chayav on the second day on Riyas korban. But if you're not chayav the first day because you weren't ripped on the first and second day, you're not chayav the second day in korban either. That's chizkiyah shita. Amar Rabbi, it should be Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Several of them before she fix it up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol shiva tashlumin rishon. All 7 days are tashlumin for the first day. Now, you might think that he agrees with chizkiyah. And in fact, the korban eder changes it to have changes the gear so lay in the gemara to have Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah go together, as does the Mechah Mayim. But the Pnei Moshe and the Ritbaz and Bekoffer all say that it's not the case that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Chizkiyah. And that's the way the Girsa will read Pasha Girsa later on. And the Gemara explains, as Ritbaz says in the next line, Om Rabbi Yochanan mi Pesach Sheni lomad Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan for Pesach Sheni. Kamad Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tzamon, just like Rabbi Yochanan said over there, Pesach Sheni Tashlumin Rishon. Pesach Sheni is the Tashlumin. It's a makeup for the first date. Kenu Amar Ocho, so too he says here, Kol Shiva, all 7 days, Tashlumin Rishon, they're all Tashlumin, they all make up for the first day. Now, this is not the type of Tashlumin you think. Normally, that Tashlumin should mean, if I miss the first day, I make up the next day. But that means that I really have to be shayach the first day to the mitzvah in order to make up the next day. Because otherwise there's no makeup, right? That's how the Korban Eder learns. But it's not what it means here. And there's a very interesting Rambam. By Korban Pesach. Rambam says that, if you miss Pesach Rishon, and there's Rabbi Yehuda's Joy and Power, Rambam says you miss Pesach Rishon, because you're shogeg or onus, and you don't make Pesach Sheni either, b'mezid you chayv koris. If you miss Pesach Rishon because you're tamei in Pesach Rishon, or you're b'derech rechok, you're far away from Yerushalayim, and you don't make Pesach Sheni, you're potter from koris. So the Raavan goes crazy, says, "What's going on here? What's the difference between the first case and the second case? If when you're shogeg or onus on Pesach Rishon, and then you don't intentionally don't make Pesach Sheni, you're chayav koris. So too, if you're tamei or far away from Yerushalayim on Pesach Rishon, you don't make Pesach Sheni, you should be chayav koris. What's the chiluk?" So I'm telling you, based on this Gemara, the chiluk is very good. This is based really on the Ritbaz, that Pesach Sheni is a tashlumin for Pesach Rishon, but it's a regel bifnei atzmo as well. It's both. And you see with this, you can look at the bottom here, the very bottom, the two of Yerushalayim asked a question. The two of Yerushalayim asked, this is how I found this, Rambam. Bikatum amot shitas ram bichus korn pesach, perakei aloch av, it's really aloch base, the pesach shei regal bifnei atzmo. Well, came the pasach kan pesach rishon, okay, since we draw parallel here, pesach rishon mechagiga, the tashlumin the rishon, that pesach rishon and chagiga are tashlumin, but just like, I'm just going to play a game plus I can't perk out the Chagigah. Sorry, since around Paskins, by the first perk of Chagigah, all the rest of the days, you don't have to Tashlumin, they make up for the first day. Can have a leaf so Gamsha? Why is he Paskin there the same way? Mano leaf so Kalushalo Krabila. How can us Paskin Krabila? Pesach Shani is also Tashlumin. For Riley Diver Rivet, that's so great, Sibsham. And Dushalim goes so far in limit to say, the Rivet must be right. It says here it's a tashlumin. So what should mean if it's a tashlumin? Tashlumin should mean you should always be parted from kores. As long as you're a shoygeg or anus on Pesach Rishon, even if you're amazing on Pesach Sheni, Pesach Rishon, you were off the hook. You didn't transgress it intentionally. So if it's tashlumin for the Rishon, whatever you want in the Rishon should exempt you from being chayiv kores on the Sheni. So why the Rambam say you're chayiv kores if you don't make Pesach Sheni and you were only shogeg or onus on Pesach Rishon? So I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is that the Pesach Sheni is both a tashlumin and a regal bifnei atzmo. What does that mean? The Gemara is really going to explain. We'll see in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. First Gemara says, Ma Rabbi Yeshua, third Shita. Rabbi Yeshua meant Kol Shiva Choyvahein. Kol Shiva Choyvahein. Each of the 7 days is its own independent obligation. Separate. Each day is separate. There's no Tashlumin. Each of the 7 days is independent. Ma Nafi Penem, what's the difference between the opinions? Ger Shiz Gar Bishar Yomim. A Ger became a Ger. In the middle of Pesach, let's say. So Adaike Chizki is Batri. He wasn't Chai the first day. He's not Chai in the other days either, right? Chizki holds everything goes after the first day. If you bought the first day, you remain Batri for the rest of Yontif.
What about Pesach
Sheni? That's going to be enough for me too. Or Sameach actually speaks about that. Adaike Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua. Because Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yeshua, even though it's Tashlumin, you're Chayiv. Okay? Now that's, again, here the Korban A changes it. He puts Rabbi Yochanan in the camp of Chizkiah, because he can't imagine a Tashlumin of separate days. You see, his problem is he thinks of Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan got to go together. But that's not what the Gemara holds. The Gemara holds that the Rabbi Yochanan's Tashlumin are unique. And the Gemara is going to explain that. Af B'tomei came. The same thing as the same halacha is true of B'tomei. Tapu Gimel Amrav. Af B'tomei came. This next word, almost all of them Farshim change should be Nitar Bishar Yomim. You were Tomei the first day. It became Tar one of the other days. Adaiti the Chizkiah, Chizkiah Potter. You're exempt, right? Because the first day you're a Tomei, so now the rest of the Yontif you're Potter. Adaiti Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoshiah Chayiv, Rechayiv the other days, and same is true about a Ger as well. Rabbi Yesu, so Rabbi Yesi. Now comes the punchline. Rabbi Yosef says, and Rabbi Yosef is coming to explain that Tumtum is different. He says Tumtum Tamon Royu. By Tumtum, he was really Roy the first day, but we didn't know that. Kriya Shagarmo, we had to rip him open. Now that we ripped him open, what do we know? We wrote retroactively he was Roy the first day. Just we didn't see that he was Roy. But he was Roy the first day, right? True, he was Roy the first day. So, Biram Hacha, but here, Hatame Atzmoe no Ro'ui. Somebody who's Tame, or again, on the first day of Yontif, he's not Roy, he's not suitable. So therefore, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, not necessarily Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua holds each day is independent, but even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that there's a difference between a Tumtum, and a from one side, and a ger and a tum on the other side. The tumtum Rabbi Yochanan, he's arguing what we just said before. He's saying a tumtum Rabbi Yochanan is what Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Chizkiah. He goes, even though it's a tumtum on the first day, but nevertheless, when you rip him open, he becomes chayiv, because he really was chayiv even the first day. Just you didn't know that. However, a person who's tame or a ger on the first day, so later on. He becomes, he's panim chadoshos. That which becomes chayiv is a new thing. It wasn't there on the first day. And since the rest of the day is at Tashlumin, so therefore, he cannot become chayiv in the middle of the Yontif. Now, Chizkiah will hold regardless in our chayiv, because since on the first day we got off, even on a technicality, but since the first day we weren't chayiv, you can't be chayiv the rest of the time. Rabbi Yeshua will hold regardless your chayiv no matter what, because the old each day is separate. Rabbi Yochanan the Sel holds that has to do with whether you were potter be'etzem the first day, or you were potter just because we didn't know. So it's mamish the same thing like the Rambam paskins by Pesach. What is the Rambam paskin by Pesach? He holds a Pesach Sheni vis-a-vis Pesach Rishon is the same parameter as this halacha of the other days of Yochanan vis-a-vis the first day. Therefore, somebody who the first days of Pesach was Shoigek or Nenas, he was going to make Korban Pesach that year. Right? He just couldn't get there for some reason, right? He was in the Parsha, main Korban Pesach. So there, he just couldn't get it. So therefore, for him, Pesach Sheni, right? Pesach Sheni he must make. If he doesn't make Pesach Sheni, it's Chayav Kores. But the guy who's Tomei, just like the Tomei over here, right? It wasn't the parasha. And by Pesach it's a special halacha, because the Torah says that isha tasher tome or b'derech or chayka, it's a big chiddush by Pesach, but the Torah gives it, that person derech chayka, he's considered to be a unique kind of onus vis-a-vis Pesach, that he's not b'toyres making Pesach that year. So therefore, if he misses Pesach Sheni, he's off the hook. So it's mamish the same sugya. The Rambam, I would say that everybody, or Samech, I saw, he doesn't know where the Rambam got his halacha from. But I hold the Rambam got his halacha mamish from the sugya, because it's mamish doime b'doime. I would not have known, except for the Sugya Shlaim's question on the bottom, where he says it's a raya for the raivin. But I had the Rambam. He passes like Rabbi Yochanan, it's consistent the Rambam. He passes like Rabbi Yochanan by Chagiga, and like the Sugya Shlaim says, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan by Pesach Sheni as well. That the halacha is that it's a special type of tashlumin. It's a tashlumin where the first day you were chayav betzim, but we didn't know. In other words, it's a patur riding on top of you, preventing you from doing it. Then you're chayav the rest of yontif with whatever ramifications that has. However, if the patur on the first day of yontif was be'etzem, and so if the poor Pesach Rishon was be'etzem, then you can't be chayiv the rest of Yontif the same way, and you can't be chayiv, of course, by a Korban Pesach. Mesukim mitvash. Okay,
that's,
so...
That's a real Yerushalmi thing.
Yeah, it's really, it's totally out of left field, but it really go together. What?
Lieberman
would have been. Only Lieberman.
No, not at all.
All right.
You wrote a whole book on the Rambam's based upon
Yerushalmi. Yeah.
Mitzvah supports it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. It's well known that the Rambam, many things the Rambam does support based on Yerushalmi. Okay. Andreganus.
I forgot I was going to write down the... I was going to make a note about the...
Okay, Andreganus. Now, the Andreganus is always the Tum Tum's buddy. You know, they call it in the cynical circles, they call the Minchas Chinuch Sefer Tum Tum v'Andreganus, because the Minchas Chinuch on every mitzvah Torah asks, what's the status of a Tum Tum and Andreganus in this mitzvah? So, in any event, so Andreganus and Tum Tum, they always go together. Andreganus has both the parameters of male and female. It says all males. Now it's not clear if made the drush from the kol with the word schurcha or not. Not necessarily. But schurcha means a male, pratlandragonus, as opposed to an androgynous individual who is not really a male, or not completely a male. Times even learned over there, Mesechta Shabbos, a suffix of a kid is born twilight, Erev Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos, and an Andreganus, Eimechan Lovis or Shabbos, don't make Ris Mila on him the following Shabbos, right? Because he is suffix, because obviously we don't know if he's what his status was, and if he's an Andreganus, then of course we don't know if he's a male or not to give him Ris Mila. Ravina Mati Andreganus. Ravina says you're allowed to make an Andreganus as Ris Mila on Shabbos. That's the way it is. I mean, he is a male. He's male plus, but he's male. So Ma'amar Kor Rabbi Yehuda. So what's Rabbi Yehuda going to say by Chagiga, by Korban, by Re'iyah, and by Chagiga? The Shmim Yadol. Let's hear from here. Rabbi Yochanan ben Davoy b'Shem Rabbi Yehuda said, "Af Hasuma, a Suma, even a blind person is Potter from Re'iyah." Okay. So that's going on our mission where it said everybody's Potter from Re'iyah, and it said Andreganus. And then Yochanan ben Davoy said, Rabbi Yehuda says, also a blind man. So Leis Barnash Amar Af, a person doesn't say, and also Eludu Moidia Karmais, unless he concedes with everything which went before that. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda, who Yochanan ben Davoy is quoting, must concede that an Andreganus, as mentioned in our Mishnah, is Potter from Chagiga. So ask him more, and of course the natural next question. Machavashita Sarabita's contradiction Rabita. Tamon, meaning by us, who am I Prat? Here he excludes an Andreganus from Re'iyah, right? V'acha, meaning by Bris Mila, Amar L'Rabos, he says to include an Andreganus in Bris Mila. So which one is it? So says Ma, I'll tell you. Rabbi Rabbon and Mikra Echarein Dorshi. Rabbi Yudan and Rabbon, they both dash in the same psukim. Rabbon and Dorshim Orel. Rabbon and Darshan says, a person who's Orel who has not yet been circumcised gets circumcised on Shabbos. Matam Loma Orel Zachar. Right, so obviously talking about males. Why does it say an orel zoch, an uncircumcised male? They didn't think of female circumcision. They didn't have such concepts, right? So if that's the case, why does it say orel zochar? Achiehei kulo zochar. It's got to be that he's completely a male. Okay, so that's how they dash it by Andragoras. Right, either dorer zochar, the dash is no. The other rabba. It says zochar, a male. Matam lom orel, so why does it say orel? We know it's talking about a male. So why is it that also he's an orel? Afilu, so he says, matam l'orel v'afilu mikza, so orel. Means even if he only is a quasi-orel, or partial orel, because he's andragoras, nevertheless, isn't be brismilas d'echor Shabbos. Bramacha, that's over there. However, here, everybody agrees, kol z'churcha, prat l'andragoras, it comes to preclude andragoras. Okay, nashim, why women? For example, kol z'churcha, prat l'nashim. Also, club comes to include women. Zohar. Avadi. What about slaves? Nishmina minado. Start from here. Shalosh pa'amim yoeh kol z'churcha. Now, it's actually missing in the pasuk, which is critical. It's shalosh pa'amim yoeh kol z'churcha es p'neo Adon Hashem. The master God. Right? Es she'ein lo Adon el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only people who have no other master except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're chayv in Riyah. You ought to have it as opposed to an Evid, Sheyesh Ladon Acher, he's got another master, his own master. So if he's exempt from going to Riyah because he only doesn't have the one other than of Hashem. Or maybe Hashem will leave a little bit of a Gadata, I haven't had that in a while. Or maybe Hashem will leave a Minayin, Shem will call him Kaim Mitzvah Riyah, Kaim Mitzvah Riyah, he fulfills the Mitzvah Riyah. Kilo Mekmakbil Pnei Shechina, it's as if he greets the Shechina. Because he's going to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tov, and the divine presence is there. Minada, because the pasuk says Shalosh Pa'amim Ba'Shana, 3 times here. Yeroeh Kol Zchurcha, the all your males should be seen. But here we dash, and also you, they will see as Pnei Adon Hashem, the countenance of the Master Hashem. Okay, Echigir, a person whose name is Potter from going to Alila Regel. The Ksiv Regalim, it says Regalim. What's a Regel? Walks, right? Well, walks. So, oh, Shaila Nachraim, can you be Yotzeh? No, trains. Nowadays, planes. You Yotzeh Lila Rego with a train or a plane? Because it says Rego.
At what point does your Ola Rego arrive at the threshold? Is there a certain line?
Harabayus. You've got to walk Harabayus.
Gemara is actually going to deal with it.
Train or the plane to the...
No, but the question is whether you every mitzvah, are you Mekayim the mitzvah? You Mekayim the mitzvah as you walk up to Yerushalayim. That's a mitzvah Alila Rego. What happens if you drive up to Yerushalayim? Mekayim the mitzvah when you're in the car or not? That's really what we're asking. Okay? So name, the same thing is true that you talk about when you go to shul. It says you get schar psios for going to shul. So you get schar psios if you're going in your car. Okay, so cholet, a sick person is brought to Maria. Why? So in the Bible it also says because of regolin, because he can't walk. And here it says dechsiv v'samachta, says so he should be happy, and he's depressed. So he's chayla. So it says he's chayla, and he's not besimcha. So there he doesn't have to go up to Yerushalayim.
What if he feels better psychologically?
What?
If he feels better. Gets psychologically.
Well, that's, I guess that might be an interesting nafkamina, but the two Rishlaim in the Baanik is a nafkamina of a case who's the guy is depressed, but he can walk, right? So the Bavli will say he's chayef, but Argamah will say he's potter, right? Because he's depressed, he doesn't have to go.
Well, he's potter, but he could still go.
But he doesn't have to, right? Yeah. Obviously, right. Zokain the receiver golem, Zokain's about to go says the golem, meaning he can walk. Arm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, Tartan Lakula. I combine both drushes together and I go after both ends to remake them. Yachli smach, Vena Yachla, he can rejoice, but he can't walk. Korani, I love a golem. I exempt him from going because says the golem, even though he'll be happy there. Yachla, Vena Yachli smach, he can walk, but he ain't going to be happy. So Korani, I love a samachta. I exempt him because says a samachta. He's not going to be happy. Rabbi Yochum Shem Rabbi Yani has said, Beishalim Beisil Mikro Echoneim Dorshim. Beishalim Beisil have a machlokas in our Mishnah. They had a machlokas, how young a cotton is chayef. So Beishalim holds even one which has to be carried. It's chayef to come to Re'iyah. Beisil says only one which can walk, holding out to his father's hand. So they both dash in the same pasuk. B'shar mikosav echra meretz churcha. One pasuk says males. Because of echra meregom, the other says, which sounds like even young, your very young children, as long as they're male. The other pasuk says regolim, you have to be able to walk. So tov bein asayim, make a compromise, literally cast between the two of them. Eshu yochel lirkova k'teva shalav, if anybody can ride on his father's shoulders. Says Amar, what? I feel cotton yochel lirkova. I didn't even understand what you're saying. Everybody can ride their father's shoulders. What's the big deal? Says Amar, now the mashbiach turns around the next two words, which I think is probably true. Ela yotza eshu roi k'teva shalav yomafsiya. Meaning somebody who runs away when he sees his father's shoulders. Not physically, you know, not because I feel like he's repugnant, because he's nervous, he doesn't want to ride on his father's shoulders, he doesn't like the height. So that's the difference between an individual who's caught in his chayiv and caught in his part of the chayiv. Anybody can get on the shoulders is chayiv. Anybody who's too frightened to get on the shoulders, he's potter. Males. You can walk. Tobin asaim, so take between the two of them, as Yochel Lechos be on the Sharav, some you can kill down his father's hand and be dragged, so to speak, to the base of Mikdosh. Olina Taros at Omer. In terms of Taros, you have a similar principle. As you toughest be out of a kid is holding onto his father's hands. Sfeiko kipikech. He has a suffix tumor shusa yochid, so his suffix you have to be machmer on it because he's considered to be already sufficiently intelligent. And the reason why this is so is because we have a principle by tumor, suffix tumor, that if yesh bodas li shoyl, if the individual who's evolved has the intelligence to answer questions, so then you have to be machmer on the tumor. Remain dodas li shoyl doesn't have the intelligence to answer questions, you don't have to be machmer on the tumor. So you were saying that vis-a-vis Tuma and Tara, so it depends. If he's holding onto his father's hand, so then he's like a mature individual. So therefore, whatever you ask him, he will abide by, and whatever he touches, sefek tami. Avi tevis biyada, however, his father has to lead him by the hand, because he's not yet mature enough to walk, to, so to speak, lead his father. So then, speko chicherish, you have a sefek, whether he did it or not. So we assume it's like cherish, meaning we don't know what happened, right? It's silent. Bramacha, but over here, benkachu benkachayev. Here, Bezil says, no matter, even if he's very young, even if he has to ride on the shoulders, you're still chayev. Sorry. Even if, no matter who's holding on to whose hand, whether the father's holding on to the son's hand, or the son to the father's hand, you're still chayev. Because Bezil says, toughest piyoda means, no matter who's holding on, even if it's very young, that he's still chayev as long as he can walk, self-propelled, holding on to his father's hand. Okay? It says the Gemara, Raibun Barachia Boi Kray Mizir. Raibun Barachia asked Rabbi Mizir, Hechon are you marim ponim? Where does Rias ponim take place? Where is the place where it fundamentally becomes the mitzvah? Barabais, when you get to the Temple Mount, or Azores in the courtyards of the base of Mizir, much further in. Or Malaysia said to him, Nishmini Meadol, let's hear from here. It says that Tomei Potter min Ariya, person's Tomei is Potter from the Ria altogether. The Chsivit says, Vasa Shoma Vavesim Shoma, you have to come there and bring there. Vain Tomei Mace Nichlas Larabais, Tomei Mace can't enter the Temple Mount. Right? I'm sorry, it's a question, it's between me, I'm sorry. As for Vain Tomei Mace Nichlas Larabais, wait a minute, so can't the Tomei Mace go into Arabais? Where is the Tomei Mace not allowed to go to?
Tazora,
but he's allowed in Arabais. So what's the problem? It's may mesa be chayv and riyah, right? But damaras matijas bazara. Oh, you might point that riyah is only in nazara, because otherwise it's may mesa could come for riyah. Okay, mechra modi. Now it says a cotton god from Yishlain to Arbay is going to be shami even on his father's shoulders, going to be still walking with his father. He's chayv in riyah. Mechra modi. Where do you count going up to Arbay from outside the city or from inside the city? Okay, mina chayim or mina batim. From the walls or from the houses. The walls is toward the outside or, you know, at the outer point, or from the houses which are further in. So it's more than neither. You count from the shiloch. Now shiloch, I don't know if you're familiar. Of course you're familiar. The Yerushalayim goes down from the Shara Ashbos and then rises up again to the Temple Mount, goes down to the Shar HaShmos. Think of coming from the Rova, right? You're coming down all the stairs or going down the street. So it's going down, then comes up again. So it used to be the Shiloh River, Shiloh pools, waters were diverted into the Yerushalayim at that point, where it reaches a low point. So therefore, that's called Mina Shiloh. So if you can, he has to be able to get, it's a chumer, really. Because you're not going all the way from Yerushalayim to the Har Bayis, because there's a deep valley separating Yerushalayim and the rest of the Har Bayis, where now Parat Yosef and all those other institutions are built up. There used to be a valley, an open valley there. Right? So if you say you go from the Shiloh, so then it's much closer in, and it's a bigger chumra, because then even kids who can't walk as far are chayef. And that's what it seems, it's the way you pass it. Rabun Rechi Aboyikum Rabbi Zera. Rabun Rechi Asim Rabbi Zera. Ma'u l'shaleach chagiga subi arachi. You say your chagiga, and somebody says also your carbon riyah is a shiloh, but I don't see it now. I thought somebody says that. Anyway, the question is whether you can send your chagiga, right? So the question is, all those guys who are putter from Re'iyah on our Mishnah, are they also putter chagiga, or do they have to send it? Okay, that's really the question. So says the Gemara, Ma'al Shech Yigosbi Arachar Amalei, so he said, Nishmin Minadot, let's hear it from here. Mukei Shechin, it says, people who are smitten by boils, pulpusing, and people are pulpusing, they have chronic body odor or mouth odor. So these are vile individuals. Okay, people smitten with skin diseases, and people smitten with all sorts of odorous. So they're exempt from Riyah. Why? They're seen now here. Both the two Yerushalayim and Shai Teres so change the Pesukim. So instead of this Pesuk being here, they bring the Pesuk a line down. It says Duchsiv. When all of Am Yisrael comes to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, HaGoyel of Am Yisrael, maybe somebody can come with the rest of the Jews, he brings a Korban Chagigah. She'ein HaGoyel, somebody who can't come with Am Yisrael, ain't a maybe. And he can't come with all of Kai Yisrael. You know why he can't come with all of Kai Yisrael, these guys? The Mukashchin and the Baal Pulipus? They smell. Right, so therefore they can't come with everybody else, right? So therefore they're parted from the carbon. Now, Hatame Potter Minagriya, the Tame is parted from the carbon Ria and from the Higobain Prince as well. The Steve it says, and again we switch around the puzzle. Ubasa Shama Vavesim Shama. Only somebody who can come there is Chayef to bring, but he can't come, he's Tame, so therefore he's parted from bringing as well, right? Says the Gemara.
Struck me as just being an interesting drasha. You know, Haroi Lovo in Yisrael.
Yeah.
Whereas normally a chiv or a patur is a discussion in that person or that category in itself.
Yeah.
This is really from everybody else's perspective.
It is an interesting drasha, right? Usually the patur would be be'etzem.
Right.
It has to do with the mikra. All the guys could hold their noses and then they can go with the guy. It is interesting. Yeah, you're right. I agree with you. So I didn't want to pay attention before, but it's true. It's interesting. Maybe it's some sort of Yerushalmi type drosha. So amen. So says the Gemara. Now the question is obviously, Yishlach Haygosu Biarach. Let him send his chagig with somebody else. Rabbi Yosef says, oh, Zosamer Sheinu Mishlayach Haygosu Biarach. You can't say your chagig with anybody else. Right, boy. Rabbi Simi boy asks, oh chiluf. Let's turn around the pesukim. And here again we turn around the psukim, because we turn around the previous one, we turn around this one as well. They'll see it says, ubasim shama ve'evesim shama. Somebody can come, they can bring, right? And these guys can't come because they stink, right? And a tummy patamir, let's say the guy who's tummy is patamir, they'll see because it says, what's the pause again? Liros. When Rav Am Yisrael comes, and he can't come, right? So says the Gemara. Chaza Rabbi Simi reneged on this proposal. Vamari said, Mukeshchin, Abishen, Muin Lovel, and Koy Yisrael, Ruim Hain Lovel, Lifne Atzmon. Even though they can't come with all of Am Yisrael, they can come by themselves. So therefore, you can't say that Uvasa Shama Vavesim Shama pertains to them, because they can come. We'll make them special hours, right? The Schmeckdorten hours. So there's the famous Kotzker, one of the infamous Kotzkers, he said. It says, Mokom Shabali Tshuva Om, the main tzaddik and gemurim oindim. So he says, Vile Schmeckdorten, because it stinks there. Very anti-Vile Tshuva perspective of the Kotzker. But so here we'll have for the Mukhe Shchin and the Baal Plipsim, we'll have their special Schmeckdorten hours. So it says the Gemara. So it must be, so obviously, so therefore the reason for them can't be because of Basim Shem or Vesim Shem, because they can't come, but rather because they can't come with all of Klal Yisrael. Okay? As opposed to Atame, lo roi, ain't a roi, it should be ain't a roi. And a roi is not suitable, lo bifnei atzma, lo on Klal Yisrael, and therefore the Basim, which is passes, which is proper for you to him, is a Basim Shem or Vesim Shem, because he can never come. Period. Hebrish Chagigaso. New issue. You separate Sai Karma Chagiga. Oh, here the Mechel Maim says also the Re'iyah, the same Shiloh. So the Bavli actually has no Shiloh about this. It says the heirs bring. But here the Yir'eh Yir'eh, meaning Haroi Lavo, some of you can come, but Re'iyah's part him. Maybe he brings Karma Re'iyah. Shein Haroi Lavo, if he dropped dead, right? He can't come anymore. So therefore, you know, maybe he can't bring the carbon, cannot be brought neither by him nor by anybody else. Like that which Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan saw Tavayin Army, they both said, it says all of your children, all the firstborn children should redeem. And then we say, Afilu achar miso. Then we say, even after death, you have to redeem them, right? In other words, your estate is responsible for the redemption of your son. It says, my face and my countenance should not be seen empty, even after death, which is a very strange thing, but it sounds like it's a din in the chefts of Yontif, not a din in the Gavra. The Gavra's already dead. But since Yontif, you're not supposed to be seen Rekam, so anything which is separated for the purpose of Yontif, is brought on Yontif despite the fact that the owner is dead. So it's really a din in the Yontif and being as opposed to a din in the person being able to bring it. Okay? Says Gemara, Amrei Bobar Memel. Rabbi Bobar Memel said, now according to some unfortunately this is a continuation, but the easy way to learn is according to the Mashbiach and the Mechamayim, that's a separate sugya, which is brought down here just piggybacked on top of the first one because they're similar, but not because there's any inherent connection. Says Gemara, Rebbe Memo said, "Machlokas Shmuel of Rabbi Yochanan." There's a machlokas by Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Didn't hear that when we looked over there. Ha'ishu Shaviyaso Chavir Chatoso. Woman brought a chatos. Now this is the Oledes or Zava. So she brought a chatos with Meisa and she died. Yaviyo Yoshim Olaso. Her heirs bring her Ola. However, Olaso Meisa, if she brought her Ola but not her chatos, Levi Orshim Chatos, they can't bring her chatos. Why? Because ain't chatos lacher Meisa. There's no chatos after the death of the person involved. He's getting his comeuppance in Gehenna.
Serves no purpose.
Right. Okay? See, it's too late. So Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Bim Fugashis. It's only if the only time you're mocked of the oiler after the death of the owner is if it was already set aside for that purpose. Rabbi Yochanan Afilo Einam Fugashis. No, even if it wasn't set aside. So says more, that's all the Brisa. Monica, and what are we talking about? Imbish Yoshu Karka, if they inherited land, right? So then, Bahadam Shmuel b'mufreshes. And Shmuel, this Shmuel would say only if it was designated. The land as a shibud, just like land as shibud karkos for loans, for avos, so to land as shibud karkos for karpanos. Karpanos are a form of obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, if they inherit the land, they have to be in the carbon for sure. Even both according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, right? But they don't have Shmuel and Fresh and School, and that because Shmuel say only if it's designated for that purpose. Only if the carbon is already designated. And vice versa, in Bishiosh and Metalchlin, if all the heirs inherited was movable objects. But though Rabbi Yochanan Arafilu ate them Ufreshes, how could Rabbi Yochanan possibly entertain the notion that even wasn't separate your Chayev? Metalchlin are never mishtabit. They don't become shuvah. They don't become under lien either, for even for the purpose of carbon. Says the Gemara, manafik b'nei. I'll tell you where the case is. There's a difference. What's a nafkimina? Yoshu karka. In case where they inherited land, So what's the distinction? Al daitish mukoyn shmul litvoa to demand of them it should be tovim, not ein tovim. We do the korban fix it. Says we demanded them payments, right? If they inherited land. But we don't compel payment. In other words, we don't take away from them if they refuse to give it. Rabbi Yochanan, that's going to Shmuel, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, no. After Mashkeim and Mashkinim, we even compel them to pay. What if they inherited movable objects? Rabbi Yochanan, we can demand Mashkeim and Mashkinim. We can request, but we cannot compel. Even to demand, we're not allowed to demand. Right? Because Shmuel says the only time you actually are allowed to make demand is when you when it's similar to a milva b'shtar, right? And milva b'shtar means that you can demand payment based on the lien which you have, but a milva pay you cannot demand payment. And this is, he's saying, a similar case to Milva Pe, and therefore you cannot demand payments, you cannot demand restitution of the korban. So the bottom line is, we're talking always about where there is land. Rabbi Yochanan holds the fact that there's land is enough to compel him to give the korban, which his deceased mother vowed to bring, was required to bring. Because any liens, even vis-a-vis korbanos, go down with the land. According to Shmuel, no. Liens don't go to the land for korbanos. Maybe for avos, yes, but not for korbanos. And therefore, you can't even demand of the heir of the payment. If he wants to make it out of the magnanimous, because of his magnanimous gesture, that's his problem, but we can't demand payment for him. Okay, I won't demand any more time with you tonight.